Welcome to the Puglala Lakota College Storytelling Hour. My name is Brian Sergeant Cloud, and I'm the director for the Lakota Language Institute. And I want to welcome all of you. Last couple of weeks, because of the weather and our schedules, we couldn't make it up here. So I want to thank my nephew here for his patience. I know he called me a couple of times, and so I'm really glad that he's here. And also I want to thank Kili Radio. Derek is always helpful. And I want to thank the I can't remember her name, but she was up here before us. That was really good with the prayers that she made for everybody. Ja, chlachla ogas api.
Nawaji Skacha Walake Hantas Lila Wani Pike and Lila I O Eshi Chapu Na Naku Daku so oh Lampetuki Wachpai Glaju Pampetu Wachpai Glaju Pampetu Washichi a tax day. Hutchai Hani Wachpai ki Iagala Wapi Guashte. H&R Block. This is the day. Chloe Wachped Hage Chunchashnata Bahaha Yala Ikiktu. Mish Ohini Jonah Laywekju. Nish.
Mish Wakaja Maka.
Oh, dear. Shicha.
Hani Ashna Utivektu. Manole Makaka, Tran, Wankahan is Ashna Akaja Makemesh. Tanis Atok Tohan Wahe Hayani. Dakushan is here.
I show Yok Pilan.
No, Lila Uyukpi, Lila Le Pizito, a honk, Ashna let you cut the Ashne honey. Transient and the Kung Hill. Like Shiwawa. He's Ashna Hesa. Pizitro and Kali Kiloesa.
How?
Hena, and Pizitro Ali. A step.
A step.
Na Zania, he only in a Pizitro Ali. Helila, Nahuaste.
Na in a war era, like Chalakets and Nahum, a saying. Nahei, Ganesh. Word of the day or saying of the day. Maybe both. Meheki Dakuso Ed Preji Ed Nechani Preji Ungalipikte.
Prejitro Ungalipikte.
Prejitro Ungalipikte. Or Ungalipi. And the other one is Umaki Inch Prejitro Aichamana. Ganesh Wetuna Prejiki Chahina. I jamana hingale, I wobulu. Cha, ehani, prejitro ai jamana, happy.
Lila, le takuku, tok chaglena, lila, le, unlak, watohan, snam, I, ablezam hanta, lila, le, the chain le makhoche ke le na le wetu le na khosh le chankola la gala le han pteglesca le chinchala uta ona ha le na vila an khok charle tas khok tas le cha the chala kes es ibobul nais extra ke wi ya mene wa ha yi ha ulu ke tkhona mene zo ha tan khapska
ha
het shum yank No, gonna have like a we no pan, we are many a hali, lot hook tangle.
Ha,
the chopping one of another cut hook.
Ha,
Iziki one not hook. The miniki calls yak pie.
Ha,
oh, another nake, dake unkia, nake, or cut on zoganukia.
Ha,
the air nachtake in Hapskata. Ha, little uncle. Well, Tahel irkognan coming. Lehan naku I toha ukihi ka ahoi chipchak tehech. Ganas tchosh mie, ganas na I tchosh igluzik zicha na maning tehech. Naku taku yuta hena naka awangalaka. Yuta shwa toha wana wanet yu huni mata. Mani ota tkan na waite. Tuna Utah Kenanako Awangalaga, Takucha Utah Venanako Kita Awangalaka. Motoha, you name what the Taku cash Utah will keep. Nitrets out of the cash, Taku Kaya, that's the cash. China, yeah, Awangalaka Mata, care, Prisit Holly, the Hedge, that's Hana. Tahane, she will you catch.
It's
not good. I'm going to swear at the South Bay accent.
Huh.
Yeah. Let us in. Let in. Taco a little e le e home spell manaya gana e tayashna la kota ya pekela switch it cha na ka wima ka wima haya et kya Stanford University ya pek ha ta le chala kas e le home spell manaya gana ta ka yu khel e wo e wan kha ka le na e Tosh to attack to woo you, Nish walks up. Then I'll takun e hantahena etan wabres a kitchen. Is takun nako imalak. Is malaki. Was it Hoa Shichakal? Was Shichalak la Kotia imalak?
This is a quote by Lee Iacocca, who was the former president of Chrysler Corporation, which is about to go under right now. In a completely rational society, the best of us would be teachers, and the rest of us would have to settle for something less, because passing civilization along from one generation to the next ought to be the highest honor and the highest responsibility anyone could have.
Well, that's really you know, if you're a teacher,
good things about the
teacher. Yeah, good things
the
about
teacher,
the
profession of teaching, and yeah, it's interesting because he wasn't a teacher. Maybe
he
was
an
before
education.
He did that. He wasn't an education. But I think, and you know, this is the, you know, I just now heard it and started to think about it. But I think he's not maybe just talking about like, you know, like what I do, the you know, the teacher in the classroom. But you know, but also, you know, like Ehani, there were lots of people that passed on the, you know, the cultural values to the
yes.
young people,
mm-hmm.
you know, within the family or within the you know, the community, the Wichoti. And so, you know, all of those people who, you know, pass on the knowledge and pass on what's been learned, you know, that accumulated wisdom, you know, he's saying that that's a really important duty.
It is.
An important station.
Mm-hmm. You know, another thing that I was sitting here thinking, another thing that we do is that no matter what we pass on as educators, no matter what you teach, today when we work with Lakota children, Lakota Wakai, then no matter what we teach, we, I think the word is integrate, or include Lakota values,
mm-hmm.
or Lakota perspectives.
Mm.
And so whatever we do, like if even if it's math, science, history, English, every day we incorporate our ways, the Lakota ways, in there. And that's passing on our culture,
mm-hmm.
along with whatever you're teaching.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what good about passing on knowledge, the wisdom. Chatona won't speak Chakam in a pay to Yohila Le Oua Nale O Aye Uncompicule Le won't spin Takus Louia Piclena Cocata Yuha Manipita. Hetcham Nacule Trosley Yapicula as the hemcaps. Togata Keatosh. His word, wo you hear all his China, even Galak, the Tahir. Hosh, Togata Kealet, just a little. Hutua, Hutak, and Ale Wongalak, a hit, just a washitrin and a kum lakhotin. Da kommen die Watschin dran gehabt, der Hitsch. Und ohin ja jetzt schon, der Hitsch. Ohin ja. Und aha. Ella Watschin, der Hitsch. Und aha. Na komm, ich lue ihn ja. Ella Watschin, wenn der Jukpia, El. Da kommt, trock, der Jukhaft, der Hitsch. Na man zila, kia Ella Askan, na ha, Jukpia Askan, schni hat da. Der Tschatschak. Ja. Taku cash. Taku cash. Hello, Chesney. Ohinia. Nate, each way. A chumps in happiness. Oh, just. Oh, hello, commitment. Elhe. Persevere.
Huh.
Motivation.
Huh. La cotia gave da comini e. Oh, speech each yet. Hm. Take it from me,
Let's Und ich sage, ich habe geflohen, er hat gelernt, wenn ich trotz Lakhut über eine Erkach nicht hegs. Herbst, er scheint, da kommen die Fluent gelernt, da kommen die trotz Tua, Jankana, Wogelakana, Apetu Johila, Apetu Johila, Le Wue, ich Wogelak, Wogelak kennen. Jetzt ist er, auch Herr Fluent. Geht schon. I have nothing against the Chrysler car, so look at me.
He's
not the president anymore. Chrysler Corporation. Where you can touch a young girl, young girl? You're passing on culture and wisdom to the next generation. Those of you who are listening, you're doing a good job. And I was listening to Tom. He was talking to Nick. Yeah. I think they're at the Red Club.
Mm-hmm.
And Nick mentioned, I think Nick, he listens to our program. I think he's probably on his way back to Shadron right now.
Mm.
So, Nick, if you're on the road, have a good evening. But he mentioned that two things. And we're at in middle of April now. Another 3 weeks of school left.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, study hard. Finish your homework. Or do your homework.
Well, we can't give you 1 hour, one pizza.
You're not seeing that. What is it? The light at the end of the tunnel yet? You're getting there now.
Huh.
But you still have to study hard. It ain't over yet. It's not over yet till the bell rings. It's not over yet. Until you walk through that, until you get that little paper in your hand.
Yeah.
Hmm. Or those grades. I have some questions here. So if you're a student anywhere, Little Moon, Pine Ridge, Crazy Horse, Red Cloud, Ulrichs, Lone Man, study hard. There was these questions came up yesterday, and there was 10 of them. I got a call from one of the students. Number one was, which reservation is, I said, which one of the reservation has the most, with the most fluent speakers?
Mm.
Now, we really don't have those kind of statistics, recent statistics, but the one that I have is the 2000 census statistics.
Mm.
And then I think you mentioned one from another source.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it says here, Standing Rock, it says 13%. And I don't know how many people that percentage comes from. Cheyenne River, 18%. Rosebud, 21%. It says Pine Ridge, 26%. Brule, 4%. And Crow Creek, about 4% too, probably.
Chalechia.
So.
Chalechia, Shokalalakutia.
So the reservation with the most fluency is Pine Ridge.
Mm.
And the lowest one is Low Brule. But these numbers are probably high.
Mm.
What do you think? This was in 2000.
Hmm.
Now this is the census, 2000 census.
Hmm.
So like,
9 years ago.
Yeah, that's 9 years ago.
Huh.
And the other question was, that ties in with another statistic. The average speaker, the whole Lakota is 65 years of age.
Mm.
So we don't have many speakers from 0 to 20 years old.
Mm. In 2008,
and we lost a lot of speakers since 2000.
Mm.
Every day we lose one speaker.
I wasn't even here in 2000 yet.
Yeah. You didn't even speak Lakota in 2000.
No, I didn't go over to Lakota in 2000. So. Doesn't seem that long ago, but I guess it kind of was.
Mm-hmm. And then the other question was, is the language dying? So then Then I said, no, we don't use the word dying. Maybe we are losing it, so but we want to use the word dying. And it is highly, what is it, possible or, that we can revitalize this language. And we are doing that right now. Every day. And then, so when they asked me these questions, I thought about you right away. I'm going to ask him how he learned it. And I think we did this before. And he said, patience.
Patience and... I think sometime last year, kind of talked about that for a long time. And anyway, I talked about in Lakota, and I thought, well, maybe I should talk about it in English, because it really is kind of a message for the learners, you know, because over the years I've met a lot of, people who, like myself, are, really working hard to learn it, some with more success than others, and, not going to pretend that it's easy or happens quickly. A friend of mine said a while back, he said something like, yeah, you just came out here and learned the language. And I said, oh, I wouldn't quite put it like that. That makes it sound like, I just slept with a dictionary under my pillow a few nights and woke up and, was able to converse and actually, we're talking about 7-8 years of, really every single day, every time I had the opportunity, working on it. And, I every way I could think of, every resource I could think of to use, I did. I did use, books was one way, Albert Whitehead's book and Leroy Harry Shirt's book and, materials from University of Colorado, for example, and Dakchotso from up your way, Little Elk, Dave Little Elk.
Dave Little Elk.
I just found his book.
I have
watched it. Mm-hmm. So, those, but then also, I really, as many people as I met or knew who were Lakota speakers, I really tried to, use the language with them and encourage them to use the language with me so that we could, so that my speech would, be more, as much as it can as a second language speaker, more like the way that people really talk. I guess the word is authentic, to how people speak. Because if you've ever met someone that's learned a second language entirely from a book or printed materials, often they'll really have a grasp of the grammar and the patterns, but they don't necessarily sound, the way that people speak to each other every day. And so it's really important to, I think have a balance between learning on your own, self-guided and, with people. Books are good to learn vocabulary, for example, so you don't have to, bug speakers every time you want to know how to say, cup or hat or glasses or cow. You can go look those up yourself. But to understand and learn how to speak, so we're lucky here in some ways having the highest percentage of fluent speakers, but and unless I'm wrong about it, that number is decreasing, not increasing. If it was 26% in 2000, it's almost certainly anywhere from slightly to quite a bit lower. In the last 9 years, we've lost a great deal of fluent speakers from the older generations. And between 2000 and 2009, there haven't been a lot of new speakers coming in and replacing them, you know, children in particular. And if any, I always tell, you know, sort of adult friends, you know, if you have a child, or, you know, you're going to have a baby, or you're raising a child, and you have any access to a Lakota speaker, by all means, you know, have, you know, try to have them, you know, teach that child bilingually, because, you know, for us as adults, excuse me, trying to learn a second language is really, really difficult. You know, if you've ever tried to learn another language, you know, there's not many things in the world that are more, you know, of a challenge and a long-term challenge, you know, more than just a year or two. But if you learn it from birth, you know, if you learn it while you're growing up, you don't have to go through the difficulty of trying to learn it as an adult learner. You know, it's like programmed into you. You know, it's there in your heart and in your mind, and you don't have to think to use it. And me as an adult learner, you know, I read somewhere that if you learn a second language after, say, age 12 or 13, you know, you're always going to have somewhat of an accent. You know, it may be not that obvious, or it may be obvious, but, you know, it'll always be there. So, you know, for me, you know, you're just describing my speaking as fluent a little bit ago, and, you know, kind of the conclusion that I've come to is, you know, I or pretty much any second language speaker, you know, I'm never going to speak as fluently or as well or as comfortably or as fast as, you know, the people I know, like you and all the people who spoke it growing up. And, you know, that's just reality, and that's fine. But if I can, you know, if we can communicate with it, you know, express our ideas with it, be able to talk about the world around us, be able to talk about what's going on in different situations, be able to understand what we're hearing and be understood ourselves, even if every once in a while there's a word we don't know or, you know, don't understand or don't know how to say, you know, as long as you're trying to improve, you know, that's a good thing. And you know, knowing how hard it is, I really admire, you know, those other people out there who are really working hard to, you know, become fluent in Lakota, to learn Lakota as a second language. You know, there are a lot of Lakota people who, you know, just because of the, you know, realities of the situation, you know, and because of, you know, things in the past, who, you know, were raised without the Lakota language in their household, or maybe they had a parent who spoke but didn't pass it on. And so that's a really common experience, and a lot of people that grew up like that are now, you know, I feel like every year there's more and more people I run into, or, you know, like last year after that language summit in Rapid City, that Tuswecha Tioshpaya summit, you know, mm-hmm. I talked about how it seems like more and more, you know, people are really going back to the language. You know, people that didn't learn it as youth are interested in it, you know, want to become more, you know, more proficient in speaking it. I think, you know, OLC, you know, has a, you know, good program, and, you know, I took some classes there. And so, you know, that's really encouraging. You know, mm-hmm. speaking as somebody that learned it, it can be kind of a lonely experience, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, I definitely know a lot of people who are fluent speakers and was really helped by them, but there aren't a lot of people that I know or that I knew who were really, really, really trying hard to learn it to a level of fluency. Mm-hmm. You know, so sometimes I would, you know, get frustrated or kind of feel like I'd hit a wall, And there are only a couple of people out there that could really understand that firsthand, you know, and it kind of goes both ways, just as, you know, those of us who are second language speakers will probably never speak it as well as we speak our first language. I've also found that it's difficult for fluent speakers, first language speakers, to really understand, you know, sort of firsthand how much work it really, really takes to learn that language, and, you know, how much what I call blood, sweat, and tears goes into it, you know, trying to teach yourself that in a situation where it's not universal. You know, like if I went to France, I could learn French probably in 6 months, because anywhere I go, I'm going to hear it, they're going to speak it, I have to use it for any reason whatsoever. You know, but here, despite the fact that Lakota is the official language here by tribal ordinance almost 20 years ago, you know, the fact remains that it's very easy to get by out here without speaking it. You know, there are plenty of people who have lived their entire lives here and don't know more than a couple words, because it's, you know, that's very possible. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I guess I'm not, you know, for me it was a choice to learn it. I decided from the very first day I was out here that it was really important to me that I learn the kind of the language of the area of the land. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not everybody makes that choice, you know, and I respect that, but I think it is something that is possible. You know, I have met people over the years that almost sound like they're giving up. You know, they gave it a try, and however it was, you know, just wasn't working for them. You know, maybe they took a class or you know, whatever. And you know, I just say to that, you know, just keep going. You know, try some different methods. Look at what's out there. You know, and the, you know, I talked about the OLC program. I did take a couple of classes. They were very, very good. They only meet once a week. Mm-hmm. And to me, if you're going to take those language classes and really advance, you know, between those two Wednesdays or those two Mondays or whatever it is, you really have to put in a lot of groundwork to fill in that space, because if it's just 3 hours once a week or 2 hours once a week, you know, for a couple months, it's really difficult to get very far with that. You've got a lot of time to forget. You know, I teach sophomores every single day, and they forget a lot of what, you know, what I teach them, and I get them for an hour a day. So, you know, even since I began learning, there's plenty of resources that didn't even exist that I wish had. There's a brand new dictionary that is far more comprehensive, in my experience, than anything that existed in my, you know, in my time of learning. There's a whole online community, discussion forums, and, you know, places for people to ask questions, and, you know, there's, if you're really, really serious about learning the language and willing to put in, you know, real groundwork, and I guess have the time to do that, you know, not everybody has free time every single day, but, you know, if you do, it's out there for you. You know, there are people out there that, you know, want to help and want to teach and want to share what they have. And, you know, so I guess lastly, you know, kind of talking about my own experience learning in a roundabout way, you know, if I made a list of all the people who have, you know, helped me along in terms of my vocabulary or been, you know, encouraging, you know, even, you know, sometimes I, you know, say things the wrong way, you know, like than I intended to say it, you know, or use the wrong vocabulary word that has a different meaning for what I think. You know, all those things that people do when they're learning, you know, the people who have been real helpful and encouraging, and it's a lot of people and a lot of districts have sought out a lot of help over the years, and I've lived in several of the districts over the years. That I've been here, Kyle and Oglala and Calico and, you know, Pine Ridge and et cetera. You know, I really, really appreciate that. And I try to do the same, you know, pass on what I know, you know, give people resources that I have, some that I've made, and kind of, you know, share it like that and pass it along. You know, my personal philosophy is total openness in sharing, you know, if I've got some kind of resource that I've created, you know, to help myself along and, you know, somebody else needs help with that particular area, you know, I'll, you know, make a copy for you or email it to you or what, you know, whatever. You know, I just think the more speakers and the more learners there are, is really the only chance we have in, you know, bringing the language back to where it needs to be to survive. Because if there aren't, you know, a language can't exist without speakers. And a language with almost no speakers below a certain age can't survive without learners. And so, yeah. That's some thoughts that come to mind about Lakota learning.
You know, like sitting here thinking about what you said about the language. Sometimes we are scared. We're scared to say something wrong. Mm. And that ties in with fear too. That's why it's like that. Remember, you mentioned it in Lakota, Ikoprish in Lakota. Don't be scared. And in time, you're going to learn. And then what you said about the speakers. And when they talk, sometimes they leave out words in there. And then when you're learning, and if you're learning from a book or like Albert's book, he tells you in there that the fluent speakers, when they talk, they might leave like one word out. Like I don't really get into the object and the verb, but sometimes when you listen to people as they talk, they're gonna learn one or two words out. I think it's the beginning, and then you when they understand each other, so it's not gonna be same, but like you said, as you learn, you're going to do that too. You're gonna learn. To I don't know what you call it. I always tell Karen that I took Bonehead English when I went to school at Black Hills. So the other people go Monday, Wednesday, Friday, but I go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And I still came out of there with like a C or something, maybe a C minus. So, but I was looking at those before I came up here, and like he explained the sentence structures in one part of that yellow book, and it's hard when you get into that. It's really hard.
People do that as they become comfortable with it. Like you said, leave out words. Like you know, you might say to somebody and talking about some event. And they might respond which is, I guess, technically incomplete sentence, but it's implied.
Yeah.
You know, wa ukte. such a, and even in English, you know, last week, you know, I heard somebody say, Blaze or what?
Yeah.
Blaze or what? And or what? It was short for should we blaze or what, meaning should we leave?
Should we leave, yeah.
Should we hit the road, which is another English is called expression. So with that, you know, with, I guess in proper English you would say, do you think we should leave now? You know, becomes a blaze or what?
like Dokeshka.
Yeah.
I always remember that.
Huh.
And we understand.
How Doske?
Doske.
Nishto.
Or Doske Ahia. Like that. So there's some words like that. Mm-hmm. And then the other one is this language, and then, you know, like if you go to Spain or Paris, Germany, they speak that language. When you're in that country, they're going to speak Spanish or German or French.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to speak English. When you're here, everybody will speak English.
Mm-hmm.
The only people that will speak Lakota would be the ones that want to speak Lakota. Or the ones that speak Lakota, maybe they don't even speak Lakota at home. And that's one of the questions.
Mm-hmm.
The student, when she asked me these questions, she said, do you speak Lakota at home?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, when we use both languages, English and Lakota, But now that I've been doing this, I always try to use all Lakota.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like if you talk to the grandchildren,
mm-hmm.
and talk to them in Lakota. And the other thing that they asked me was, where can we get money to do Lakota language? Now, this depends on where you are. It's like you're in Red Cloud, mm-hmm. I'm at Lakota College, or the other schools, and that's, you know, the only one that I can think of. What was the the ANA grants,
mm-hmm.
and there's other places where they can look for grants, but depending on where you are, what school you are, what organization you belong to. So I think these are really good questions that they ask.
Hmm.
But I think I'm at that school every day in the mornings till they finish. But like sometimes I stand there and say, what do I do? What can I do to? Like this morning I was telling this group, we've been here since September now, and we're still trying to learn some of these sentences. But now they can, and maybe like they can dialogue, but it's not really fluency.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good though. It's mm-hmm. really good.
Yeah.
What I see is good.
So practice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, if you want to learn Lakota, just practice. And before I forget, I think we have some announcements, and I want to thank all you listeners out there. This is the Ola Lakota College Storytelling Hour, and we're up here every Wednesday from 5 to 6 telling a story, maybe a real short story. Humor stories, because we're very humorous. Our Ohunkanka, we have been. I think we did some Ohunkanka in the past, a long time ago. Ohunkanka stories are not told after, maybe when they go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Then they tell those Ohunkanka stories. But then now we don't do that, so we're bringing that back. So since we're here at 5, we tell about 5:45, and we usually do them. By that time, maybe that sun is going down. Mm-hmm. But right now, the days are long. Like last night, I was looking at that sun. It didn't go down till after 7. Mm-hmm. I think 7:30 when it goes down. Mm-hmm. So we might be a little early, but we're trying to bring these things back because we're not doing them now. So I want to thank all of you. And if you're on the road, have a good trip and keep listening to KILI. Huh. A little announcement.
This is an announcement that came through Oglala Lakota College, and it is for a seminar on electronic portfolio building, teachers and education administration candidates. It says, building the electronic portfolio is a program requirement for early childhood, elementary, secondary education majors, and MA education administration candidates. By participating in these sessions, you will understand and gain requisite knowledge and skills based around appropriate teacher or education administration standards. Completion of the electronic portfolio will provide you with the ability and means of professionally promoting yourself for employment opportunities in a contemporary electronic world. This training will lead to a job fair where potential employees will review the electronic portfolios. Further opportunities to present your electronic portfolio during the SADABI and or LNI Education Conference, pending funding, will be provided to chosen candidates. And that is happening April 25th and 26th and May 9th. The job fair is May 16th, and it is happening at the Pejuta Haka College Center. Time is 9 a.m. to 4 a.m. on those dates for training sessions. Again, April 25th and 26th and May 9th. Call for registration information, Lucy Bulbear at 455-6012 or lbulbear@olc.edu. Or you can call Sandy Whiteshield at 455-6007 or swhiteshield@olc.edu. Fax is 455-6131. If you would like credit, tuition, and fees apply. However, if you would just like the skills, feel free to register and indicate you are not interested in credit. No cost for CEUs.
We have a short story.
So I heard this joke and I really liked it.
Paco.
So, Bluyeska. If there's any mistakes in the Lakota, that is my fault alone. Oh, but I heard it in English, but really like Ichat Emaya. Watohan washichu mazachanku ogana wiyoch beataki omani. Uyikha awakanke iokihe awichashu abaleze. Haik cheka na osuma haskaska yukina wa pchoshtan sapa wa haska cha ikte wichashas lecheta wa shichiki ate inktechchi daka wa ihani duktel yawa na woicha khahechi haslayachi na lee ikte wichashaki haata wo ini haya wa tiksu ya bogib shke ikte wichashi isaki bo kancha wa shichiki eliota gina Ikchewi chasha hinicha huo ikie, cha ha e ayupte. Wa shichiki lila iushkina, daku ya wa unhe heche du heche hansla inktech jin cha, wo yute ogana lecha winche. What did you have for dinner exactly 10 years ago today? E yukha, ikchewi chasha ki oato ha wiyuk chayankina, steak e ayupte. Wa shichiki tansart un. Wopila ekiena kiotaki na lila yokipi. Uichak hello ichianke. Ikchewi chashiki ha wini haya wagiksi apelo. Hocha hehanta washichu he lila ikchewi chasha tronya pi uspeech ichia. Wapi ota opheich itruna yuha yawa. Na ikchewi chasha wichoye wanjigjin speech ichia. Na ledik do yawa. Ikchewi chasha wangichianka pichana trokea how ekichia. Hocha ke ikchewi chasha wanjikchi woglaking techchi. How ekiachi. Omak haote huni ukha ake wiochta taki omani. Ikchewi chasha oyanke wanjiek tayachi. Cha ke maza chanku ogna omani. Cha el yankina. Ikchewi chasha wa hekta omak hadona muheha ate yehe giksuye. Giksuye hinach jeho. Ikchewi chasha wa kiela yankacha abaleze. Pia el etuina transat e. He ech chelo. Chawi chasha ki wiyushkit e. Lila wokiakin techchi. Hocha naji hiena ekta ina isaki biotake. Ikchewi chasha ki el etuwe ash iekie hechi adchanishni. Washichiki ishtechishni hotchai. How ekie. Ikchewi chasha ki oatoha inila yankina ohanketa medium rare eki. So anyway, there was a Washichu guy who was going traveling west on a train, and he saw a man sitting in the couple seats over. He was long braids and a black hat, and was really dark complected, and he really looked Indian. So the white guy really wanted to meet him because he wanted to see if something that he once read in a book was true, which was that Native Americans had really incredible memories. They could remember anything. So anyway, the seat next to the man was open. So the Washichu went and sat next to him, and he said, "Hey, are you Native American?" And the guy said, "Yeah." He was really happy, and so he wanted to test out to see if this what he heard was true. So he said, "All right, I got to ask you something. What did you have for dinner exactly 10 years today?" And the guy looked at him, and he said, thought for a minute, and he said, "Steak. I had steak." So I was really excited at that. He said, "Thank you, thank you." And he went back and sit down. He thought to himself, "It's true, it's true. Indians really have incredible memories." Anyway, after that, he got even more interested in Native American culture and read all kinds of books on it, and even learned a couple of words. And one thing he figured this guy was Lakota based on his dress or appearance, and he learned that when Lakota men greet each other, they say "how" at the beginning. So he really hoped that one day in the future he would again meet a Lakota and be able to say "how" to him. Anyway, years later, he was on a westbound train again. He was going out to Indian country, hoping to meet some real Lakotas, like the guy he had met years ago. Anyway, he was sitting there, and he was thinking about the man he met, and he noticed a man who looked similar sitting close to him. And he looked again, and here it was the exact same guy, sitting a couple seats over. So he was really happy. He really wanted to go talk to him. So he got up and he sat next to him, and the guy looked at him, but didn't give any indication as to whether he recognized him. Anyway, so the Washichu said to him, "How?" And the Lakota looked at him and was quiet for a while, like he was thinking, and he said, "Medium rare."
Toksa,
Ты то, это слово я шанду благодарю, я что не знаю. Добрый человек. How was your
vacation?
How was your Easter vacation?
Pretty good. Good. Das ni waki.
Oh. Мы же аж.
Нам пету отхала я. Вот ни на маха аж. Ага. Дал кашни.
Хаш.
Витка и овалешни.
Лах лах лах.
Ага.
Ага, це тим фігін на токсак, за то на робта на кафе на лила пихлау я. На хух аж на пек лака, аж на на робта на лила пихлау я. Я коки пчаш на вичояк, аж на кау. На хух ле ехане хеадна ле вичояк, или на вонс пе аукхуяка кепи. Отчан ке аж на живом кау, аж на кояка, аж на ивонгалакау. Але на хані якон, але на вонс, і на ва, близе, і хвайк, океп. Чанкеш на хінам кап. Ана на коеш на лакхота, я пекіле і вонгла кап. Ага, ванеш на ку вонс, і вонгла кап. Чатона на лапта на камене ла, пілам я на ліла, хтаяту кіле, і ваштею хапо. Thank you for listening to the Blah Lakota College Storytelling Hour. And we will see you next week. And I will let my nephew say something here.
I like to talk at the Le Chala in Masopiek, the parking lot of Opti Blamani, Dua, Bahotun. Chantumi Sylvia, Chantumi Sylvia Lila, and Dawan Chianke, Nam Petu Ashtewanji, Yohayo, Honaha, and Dona and Ahachti and Ahop, and Ankalk and Alila Wopila Hecha, and Geni Chapala, Nam Gabs at Hilpeki, Yuhahe, Hocha, Oni Prayachi Hantash, Echash Uo, Echash Onichi Ukampikte, Nake Kaili Kanchalaki Lewopila, and Geki Abunchi. Oko iohila oapheke un kubchanke. Hona doksha trokata okoki ake wonichakokte. Hohe.